how nice it is to have a county with a border being the Pacific Ocean. And what a delight it is to walk down that border, where on one side you have all that activity of ocean and breeze and seals in the rocks. On the other side, you have that landform with its trees and its wildlife and its flowers. And it's a walk in contrast.
You're listening to Stories of the Coast, a virtual tour of the California Coastal Trail. I'm your host, Jack Kohler.
And I'm Una Glass, Executive Director of Coastwalk California. Coastwalk offers this podcast series to share the beauty, history, and science of the California coast.
In this episode, we're at Bodega Head in Sonoma County. It's a powerful place. In the early 1960s, community members came together to stop a nuclear power plant from being built on a highly sensitive earthquake fault at Bodega Bay. Among them was California native and Coastwalk founder Bill Cordom.
I have a great love of California, having been born and raised in Petaluma. My great-grandmother came here in 1847 in the Donner Party, and our family has always had a great feeling for the landscape. I was permanently imprinted as a kid to have the family pack us into the open touring car in Petaluma and come out through Two Rock and Bloomfield and Valley Ford, and this was really unpopulated area. Practically any place you could get out of the car and go down to the tide pools and get a limit of abalone just by wading in, only waist deep. To have that experience really engendered this great love of the coast that I have. You are standing in a very historic spot, the famous Hole in the Head. And this is Camel Cove. Camel Cove was a early gathering spot for Indians because Camel Cove had freshwater springs, a great place for birds in the saltwater surroundings to have a source of fresh water. And of course, those springs are what has filled up the hole in the head. When you go over the hill is the Pacific Ocean. As you look east from this site, this body of water known as Bodega Bay, and on out through the sand dunes, on out to sea again. You were actually standing on the Pacific plate that goes clear out into the Pacific Ocean. The world's surface is made of tectonic plates. This spot on this plate at one time was opposite Los Angeles. Over 2 billion years later, it shifted to this location. And the space between the Pacific plate and the American plate is underneath Bodega Bay, and it's called the San Andreas Fault. The fault is just a marker of where these world tectonic plates shift by each other as the world gets older. Every time they shift, even a couple inches, they can cause earthquakes. California is very aware of what earthquakes can do, and you don't build a nuclear power plant that can be shaken by an earthquake. The hole in the head was dug by Pacific Gas and Electric for a nuclear power plant. To think that a nuclear power plant was to be built right at the end of Bodega Head and to have a so-called switchyard for the electrical poles at the top of the head so you could see it for miles, with power poles marching down Doran Park with sagging electrical lines, would change the whole scene at Bodega Harbor. Nuclear power plants were just being built. It was almost experimental at that time to use nuclear energy to generate electricity. And nuclear power plants are very subject to radiation leaks if they're on a fault. We're upwind from the Bay Area here. My brother Carl Cordham saw this coastline and this head as a very rare phenomenon on the California coast. We don't have any headlands. And he came out here with his family, went home, spent a whole weekend writing a letter to the editor of the San Francisco Chronicle. And he asked the public send a letter to the State Public Utilities Commission to reopen the hearings, which had been closed, granting PG&E the right to build this plant. That letter to the editor generated 1,500 letters to PUC, Public Utilities Commission for the State of California. And that opened up the whole issue of challenging PG&E. And that was 1962, I believe. Citizens in the Bay Area, particularly in San Francisco and Berkeley, saw what these local people up here were concerned about. The locals weren't getting very far in the political fight, and so they got a great deal of help from scientists and activists in the Bay Area to stop this plant from being built.
Through their persistence, Bill Cordham and his friends from Sonoma and Marin counties became real leaders by drawing attention to the problem of putting a nuclear power plant on one of the worst earthquake faults in California. Hole in the head was quite a victory.
We didn't win the fight. Nature won it for us.
Their success in protecting Bodega Bay inspired their continuing activism. Bill and his friends went on to work for the passage of the California Coastal Act, also known as Proposition 20. This led to the formation of the California Coastal Commission and the State Coastal Conservancy. These two state agencies are charged with preserving and protecting California's coastal resources. Years after the passage of Proposition 20, some new coastal issues arose in Sacramento. To call attention to these problems, they organized a hike down the coast and called it Coast Walk.
I propose that we have a big hike down the Sonoma County coast for a week and get publicity for it just to show the California legislature that the public was still in love with the coast. So we did. It was a very successful hike. And the Press Democrat followed us and had a front page story every day. We recognize maybe we ought to do this again in other counties, and so we called ourselves Coast Walk, and it grew from there, and Coast Walk finally was sponsoring a hike in every county, all 15 counties in the California coastline. But suddenly opened our eyes to the need of such an organization that would push for a California Coastal Trail and be spokespersons for the preservation of our coastline. And the basic premise is to have people on the coast walking a trail, having access to the beaches and the tidelands.
Now we're holding coast walks up and down the California coastline. And they're fun, educational adventures for people of all ages.
The coast of California is the commons of California. The freeways are not our commons. Public loves the coast. Most of them live within 30 miles of the coast. They want access to their commons. One of the delights is to come out here and see that fresh water in that pond. It's been returned to the birds where it was in the first place without a pond. So they profited from now having a big source of fresh water. It's nice for PG&E to dig it for them.
This program was produced by Outer Voices for Coastwalk. Our theme music, Glacia, was written and performed by Mickey Hart. For more information, please visit coastwalk.org. I'm Jack Kohler for Coastwalk, saving the California coast one step at a time.